This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 451 for Tuesday, June 25th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market sunk to their lowest prices in 3 months on Tuesday morning due to insufficient support from comparable oils. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are down. Crude oil is also lower despite geopolitical conflicts in Yemen and Russia. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Monday's close. Statistics Canada reported earlier today the country's inflation rate slightly rose to 2.9% in May. The November canola contract is down $4.40 per ton at $613.40. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are lower as traders position themselves ahead of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's acreage and grain stocks reports on Friday. The USDA reported the country's corn crop at 69% good to excellent as of June 23rd, down 3 points from 1 week earlier, but 7 points above the historical average. So far, 97% of the crop has emerged, while 4% is already silking. Both figures are 1 point ahead of the average. While crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier believes 500,000 to 1 million acres of planted U.S. corn acres could be lost due to flooding, he left his corn production forecast unchanged for now at 14.62 billion bushels. He also left his South American estimates unchanged at 114 million tons for Brazil and 47 million for Argentina. Rain is expected for the eastern U.S. corn belt over the next 10 days. The September corn contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.31. Conditions for the U.S. soybean crop fell 3 points to 67% good to excellent, 7 points ahead of average. Soybean planting is 2 points above average at 97%, while emergence is 3 points above average at 90%. Soybeans blooming are 2 points above average at 8%. Cordonnier left his U.S. soybean production estimate unchanged at 4.46 billion bushels, as well as his South American estimates at 147 million tons for Brazil and 50 million for Argentina. The July soybean contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.67. U.S. spring wheat was rated at 71% good to excellent, down 5 points from last week, but up 13 points from the average. Spring wheat was also 18% headed. Winter wheat improved 3 points at 52% good to excellent, while also 97% headed. The winter wheat harvest is 40% complete, 15 points ahead of the average. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.66. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.87. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.06. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, June 25th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.